And as a, you know, as an eye doctor, when you're in the office with a patient, how do you diagnose dry eye?
So I diagnose dry eyes by determining where it's coming from. Dry eyes can be caused by several things. It could be caused by the medications that you're on. A lot of antihistamines, antidepressants, anything that says anti really can cause dry eye. So I take a look at their medication list just to make sure that that is not causing it. And another thing that can cause it is the lacrimal gland is what produces the tears. If it is not producing enough tears, we have to figure out why. If it's because a chronic autoimmune condition, such as lupus, or if it is just because it's just not producing enough tears. So I take a look at that component as well. And then we also check to see how the tears are draining. If they're draining too fast, then we can do other things to prevent that. We have oil glands that line our top and bottom lid, and these oil glands secrete oil onto our eyes every time we blink. As we get older, these oil glands just don't work as well. They don't secrete oil every time we blink. They may secrete oil every fifth time or sixth time we blink, and eventually they just kind of stop. And if that's the source of the dry eyes, because this oil helps to moisturize your eyes and it keeps the tears from evaporating. So if these oils just are not working, they're not going on the eye properly, then I try to diagnose it from there. So the way I diagnose dry eye is taking a look at each one of those components, everything that can possibly cause dry eyes, and then we commence the treatment from there.